Editor's note. Each week in this space we compile the most widely read stories from the past week. The top story was the town honoring renowned local artist Tricia Romance. Also this week, Fred Fox talking to St. Michael students about his brother Terry Fox. Sean Simpson advocating for NOTL minor hockey teams. Sam Rowers coming back to Jackson Triggs Amphitheater. The pickleball courts possibly opening June 24th. Niagara Health's public meeting in NOTL Monday to talk about the three hospital model. GeoKids visiting Willowbank, and the NOTL Museum receiving a grant to document Mennonite history. Renowned artist Tricia Romance to be celebrated with town event. September events to honor the local artist, a beloved NOTL resident, will include an art installation at the Niagara Apothecary, a children's art show, a street festival and a key to the town presentation. Read the story here. Fred Fox talks to St. Michael students about his brother Terry. Fred Fox was welcomed by students at St. Michael in Virgil, inspiring them with his talk about the importance of keeping the legacy of his determined brother, Terry Fox, alive, and the annual Marathon of Hope run in his name to raise money for cancer research. Read the story here. Sean Simpson petitions for better access to hockey for NOTL players. Change.org effort aims to ensure equal opportunities for all youth hockey players in Niagara, especially those from smaller centers who are often left out at higher levels of play. Sean Simpson is hoping for support from the public through his petition. Sam Roberts, The Trues, coming home to Jackson Triggs in June. The ever-popular Sam Roberts Band opens the amphitheater on June 7th and 8th. Matthew Good and The Trues follow two weekends later. Read the story here. Outdoor pickleball courts opening delayed until at least June 24th. The town is planning to open the pickleball courts in Virgil June 24th, with sound-absorbing panels. Meanwhile, Count Gary Burrows brings up the subject of noise from privately owned pickleball courts, which are not exempt from the town's noise bylaw. Read the story here. Lots to talk about at healthcare meeting in NOTL Monday. Niagara Health will discuss its three hospital model at the community center in NOTL Monday. The ripple effect of Argent care closures across Niagara are causing concern about the impact on residents across the region. Read the story here. GeoKids visit Willowbank, Laura Secord Homestead in Queenston. GeoKids learn about the Indigenous Community Love Garden at Willowbank, planted with sacred medicines and tobacco, before heading down the hill to visit the Laura Secord Homestead in Queenston. Read the GeoKids story here. NOTL Museum receives grant to document Mennonite history. Six families will be the primary source for a heritage collection made possible in part by the Documentary Heritage Communities program offered by Library and Archives Canada. The collection is planned to become a permanent exhibit of the museum expansion when it's completed.